Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Welcome to this moment of meditation, and I invite you to take some time now to get yourself ready, prepare your heart and mind for this most important time of your day. Set aside things that would distract. Get yourself focused. And as we often do, just take a few deep breaths and hold them in and let them out. Do that as many times as you need to kind of calm and center and focus yourself on the present moment, which is where the Lord and God's grace are. So let's begin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As always, we begin with those preparatory acts of preparing our heart through the theological virtues. Lord, we believe, we activate our faith. We believe that you're here, that you want to spend time with us. You want to spend time with me. That no matter how I feel about myself, for any choices, decisions, distractions, whatever has happened these last 24 hours, none of that takes away from the fact you want to be with me. You desire me. You desire time with me. And I believe that, and that's why I'm here. I also desire time with you. And I hope in you, Lord. I hope in your promises. I hope in your goodness of heart. I hope in all that I know about you through Scripture and through Revelation and through everything that I know that you've taught about yourself. You are good. You are faithful. You are patient. You are loving. You are generous. I hope in all of those qualities so that when I come before you today, I will encounter that goodness, mercy, trust, salvation, healing. And I love you, O Lord. I love you for who you are. I love you for all of that, and not just because I get something from you. I love you because you're lovable, because you deserve love, because it's just who you are. Because lovable things attract love. And so when I contemplate and consider who you are, my heart just wants to love you, follow you, do what you ask. And so, Lord, thank you. Thank you for the time we'll have together. I'm humbled to be with you. I know I'm like a poor man begging riches and graces from you. I'm a sinner needing your mercy. I'm a child needing your protection, your guidance, your teaching, your mentoring. So Lord, as I open up this scripture, speak to me. Speak to my heart. And I'm going to this passage of Matthew 9. And I imagine the gospel of Jesus calling apostles, then sitting with them. I can imagine the scene, which is the subject of one of the shows there of The Chosen. Or I just use my own imagination as I read the passage, imagine it. Feel feelings, smell the smells, see the sights. Kind of imagine the play unfolding before me and me as one of the actors. Matthew 9:9-13. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisee saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and he said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Lord, this passage has so many powerful phrases, such famous words, words that inspired that painting of Caravaggio, The Call of Matthew, words that inspired that, again, that episode of The Chosen. And so I enter into this scene and appreciate it. I appreciate first, Jesus, the promptness of Matthew. You walk up and say, follow me. And scripture says, he got up and followed you. Now, maybe there was a lot more to it, a lot more drama, maybe multiple conversations that led up to this scene or event. Maybe he talked to some of the other disciples. Maybe he took a curious interest into what was going on and the ones you'd already called. Whatever had happened before this, what you want me to see by giving me this scripture passage inspired by your Holy Spirit is what's on the page. Follow me, and he followed him. That no matter all the drama and circumstances in my life, when you call, you expect a response. And that a lot of times, Lord, I recognize some of the circumstances, the feelings, the secondary elements, I can make primary. I can create a lot of clutter and excuses to delaying my response because of this or that circumstance. But when I'm sincere before you, Lord, a lot of times those are excuses. A lot of times they're not the heart of it. You're calling me and I know it. And I should just get up and follow you and not say, but what about the taxes or what about the Romans? Or what will people think of me? Or how will I leave my job? How will I make a living? How will I get paid? What will my father and mother say? What will, you know, now that this changed, how am I going to be received by the other disciples? All of that valid concerns. But none of it should stand in the way of the fact, you know what? Jesus is calling me. And so I need to follow. There's a simplicity in that dynamic that I want to meditate on, Lord. Not to be irresponsible, but also not to lack generosity. Not to put secondary things in place of what's primary, you and your call. Another point that inspires me to meditate more deeply is that question of the Pharisees, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Why does he mix with them, right? Why does he spend time with them? It was obviously against what was expected of a teacher of the law, of a rabbi. Why is he spending time? You're breaking social norms. You're making yourself impure, mixing with these evident and clear sinners. I know, Jesus, that spending time with them expressed communion, and that meant impurity for the Pharisees. But Jesus, you were showing us that spending time with the sinner doesn't mean sinning yourself. Communing with someone, spending time, doesn't mean validating all of their choices. Sometimes we and I make a mistake of conflating. You give attention, spend time with, you're automatically validating. Not true. And Jesus breaking social norms, breaking what's expected of a priest or expected of any of us, is sometimes exactly what you're calling us to do. Going back to that first point, a simple invitation by you, spend time with this person. But they're a sinner. But they have a lifestyle that's not in alignment with our morals. But, and nonetheless, Jesus, in my heart, I often feel you say, am I calling you to do this? And I have to answer yes. And then you, in your silence, are almost saying, and so? And when I offer buts, I almost hear a, and? So what? Am I calling you? Lord, you invite us many times to buck human expectations in order to respond and follow you. And that's the freedom of the apostle. It's the freedom to just love and spend time with and invest time with those who need it. And that brings me, Lord, to this third point. Why? Because you want to convert, because you want to call, just like you did Matthew, you want to call to new life. You don't spend time with to just give people a free pass. You don't spend time with just to say, I'm okay, you're okay. You spend time with to evangelize, to offer, to call, to bring the new life. And Lord, if I'm called to enter into relationship with the sinner, myself being the first one, it's to evangelize. It's to call towards. It's to connect with you. I love that example. A doctor is called to the sick, right? That's who needs the physician, is the sick. No one goes to a doctor and say, how dare you talk to that patient? In fact, when you go to a doctor's office, you expect to find the sick. It's never seen as unacceptable for a doctor to deal with sick people. It's the nature of a physician to be in contact with the sick. How could it be seen that it's not the nature of a priest, of an apostle, of a disciple of Jesus to not be in touch with those who need the apostle, the disciple of Jesus? It's the very nature of who we are. We are called to the spiritually needy, not to the holy huddle. Jesus, help me to renew my mind, renew my heart, to not follow you in some domesticated, sterilized, socially acceptable form, but in the radicality of someone passionately in love with Jesus, convinced his power to save, and passionately in love with souls that need this power of salvation. Lord, help me not to domesticate your gospel through human respect, self-concern, but help me unleash that power by being free of those concerns and just available to your simple call and a simple availability today. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.